Hello and welcome to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. When you flush, do you know where that wastewater goes? How about where that sewer line ultimately ends? Most of us have no idea. Out of sight, out of mind. But all across Michigan, our decaying and outdated sewers are the source of growing problems. There's a town hall meeting tonight as State Representatives Peter Lucido and Kevin Hertel hope to hear from people about the chronic water pollution and sewer overflow plaguing homeowners and beaches along Lake St. Clair. Ronald Brenke is Executive Director of the Michigan Section of the American Society of Civil Engineers and Director of the American Council of Engineering Companies of Michigan. Ronald, welcome. It's so good to have you with us.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Now, this is not just a problem for the communities and folks along Lake St. Clair or the nearly 40% of Michiganders whose drinking water may be affected by the problems there. There are water and sewer infrastructure problems across the state. So how concerned should all of us in Michigan be about the state of our sewer infrastructure?
Well, I think everyone should be concerned. This is, as you mentioned, this is a symptom of a larger problem that it's been around for a long time and one that is really below the ground, so it's kind of out of sight, out of mind. But it is something that affects the public health and safety of everyone in Michigan.
Certainly easy to take for granted, isn't it? Who wants to think about sanitary waste and stormwater? And as you say, it's under the ground. We can easily forget it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. A road or a bridge is a lot easier to see as you drive on it every day. But all Michiganders want is their toilet to flush and to have clean drinking water, and they don't really know how that's possible.
There are sewers, as we know, that handle sanitary waste, so the stuff that is going down our toilets, and then sewers that handle stormwater. And then there are systems that combine both of them into one. Is it that latter group of combined sewers, Ron, where we're really seeing some problems in our local rivers and lakes?
It is. It's those systems, the combined water and sewer systems. When we get the heavy rainfalls, they just can't handle the capacity of those. And that's where we've seen the greatest amounts of raw sewage entering our creeks and our streams. And the only way to take care of that is really to rebuild some of our underground infrastructure and separate those two so that they can handle the larger volumes of rain and storms that we seem to be having in the last several years.
And certainly there are many who would say climate change is going to mean we're going to see more of this, that we need to prepare for these changes that are coming, such as these heavy rainfalls.
Yeah, it seems as though, I believe there's been over 70 instances in the last several years of 100-year rains, which are supposed to be very, very few and far between. I think it's like a 1% chance of these happening. But we've seen, as I mentioned, over 70 of these in the last several years. So there seems to be a trend of more heavy rainfalls and more coming in this year and in the past years.
Give us an idea of the scale, if you can, Ron. How big a problem are we talking about in terms of dollars and, the sheer complexity of replacing these underground systems that have been around for decades?
Well, I think, first of all, we don't have a great handle on the amount that we really need. I mean, we have estimates, but the problem is for years, for instance, transportation, we've done a great job of asset management. We've studied it for the past 10-plus years. We have inventoried every piece of roadway and bridge. We know the condition of those. We have not done that with water and sewer. And so in a lot of cases, we don't even know the condition and the amount of miles of pipe that we need to replace. So I think the first step really is getting a handle on what kind of assets we have in Michigan, what are their overall condition, and then we can assess, what kind of condition we want them to be in and how much it's going to cost to repair them.
So thinking of reports that have been done, including a big one by the American Society of Civil Engineers, your group, is there some kind of an idea of how many billions we might be talking about?
Well, there is. In fact, we do a report card on a regular basis, and we have one that will be coming out in February 2018. The last report, we gave stormwater and those types of facilities a grade of a D, which I don't think most people would be too proud of. And as far as a dollar amount, I mean, we're talking in the range of $400 to $500 million per year that we really need to start making some of these very, very needed repairs. Some of these facilities are over 100 years old, and they're clearly not functioning right.
Now, the state's 21st Century Infrastructure Report identified some ways forward to address this big issue. Where are we right now? What, if anything, is being done?
Well, I can tell you that I was part of the commission entitled the 21st Century Infrastructure Commission, where we studied not just water and sewer, but roads, bridges, as well as some of the energy and other infrastructure within our state. And that report was very comprehensive. There was over 100 solutions that were put forth. And I know that there's a couple of pilots going on right now in West and East Michigan to study asset management. How can we better collect information and really communicate with all the communities in that area? That's really the change that we need to make. We need to do this in a coordinated effort together, not based on boundaries of where this municipality ends and another one begins. We need to do this more as a regional approach. And when we go to replace a sewer, we're going to tear up the road. So we have to coordinate these projects to make sure that we don't go in there twice and we don't tear up something that we just replaced in order to replace a different type of infrastructure. So there are some really good efforts underway. I think the Infrastructure Commission report is something that we can use as a guide going forward. But it's going to take, you know, effort by a lot of people to make this a reality.
Bottom line, if we continue with this out of sight, out of mind approach, what do we risk?
Well, we really risk our everyday quality of life. Obviously, we don't want closed beaches. We don't want facilities that are going to fail, like, you know, the sinkhole in Fraser. We don't want to see that, but we will see more of that if we don't start to recognize the issues that we have and start trying to find new solutions and more revenue to pay to repair some of these facilities.
Ron Brenke, Executive Director of the Michigan Section of the American Society of Civil Engineers, and he directs the American Council of Engineering Companies of Michigan. Thanks for your time, Ron.
Thank you so much.